Just to continue a little in the same thought, Munir mentioned that the sheep knows how to go astray, but doesn't know how to come back. And several verses mentioned, and I'll mention only, I'll add to these verses, the last verse in Psalm 119. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Do I know how to come back? No. Seek thy servant, for I don't forget thy commandments. That's cry. I know how to go astray, but only God knows how to bring me back. But in order for him to bring me back, sometimes I make it difficult for myself. He has to empty me completely to the uttermost until I have absolutely nothing. Then he restoreth my soul. That's what we have seen last night with the prodigal son. He came to a point that he didn't find the husk, which is the food of the swine. Do you think if he found some husk, he would have think to go back to his father? I doubt it. But that is the way of God. Sometimes the situation I put myself in, he has to empty me, to cut any resource or anything I depend on. My bank account, my intelligence, my family. Dear brethren, the part which we consider before us now, it is a very warning to myself and to each one. Fear God. If there is no fear of God, there is no restoration. So, it happened with Naomi. Her husband died, and her two sons. So there is no any resource. So she started to confess her sin. In the beginning of chapter 1, we read that a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab. So it is the responsibility of her husband. But when she came back to her senses, she, in verse 21, I went out full. She didn't blame her husband, and she said, he took me with him. No, it is I went full. It is her responsibility confessing her sin in order to be restored. If I went astray, I have to realize that it is my own fault. And in order for him to come back, the prodigal son went away. He lost everything. He thought it is freedom. He will be free. But when he came back, he saw that even may be his father accept him as a hireling slave, but he doesn't know the grace of the father, the heart of the father, his love. If we realize this, it helps us to surrender everything to him and to be subject to himself.